This podcast was first broadcast on Mix 92.6. Go to mix92.6.com to find more Environment Matters podcasts. And if you enjoy what we do, to find out how you can support the station, which is run entirely by volunteers. I hope you enjoy the podcast. Welcome to Environment Matters with me, Amanda Yorworth. Environment Matters is this show that brings you news of issues on sustainability and the environment from around Hertfordshire and from further afield. Now, I've made time recently to get out into the fresh air and the sunshine. I've set up my Hoverfly Lagoon to take part in the University of Sussex Buzz Club Citizen Science Experiment that we heard about last week, and I've been for a gorgeous walk around Jersey Farm Woodland Park on the north side of St Albans, where the hedgerow blossom and the fresh green leaves were absolutely stunning, and the air was full of the thrilling singing of skylarks. I certainly feel better when I've had my dose of nature. We all need nature, but nature needs us too. Even if we just take some small actions to help nature, our many small actions all build together to make a big difference. Now, the Herts and Middlesex Wildlife Trust has just appointed a new officer to help more of us to benefit from being with nature and to inspire us to do something in return to help nature. To find out more about what they'll be doing and to get some tips to help us all enjoy some wildlife, this weekend, I spoke to Kate Sheard, Wildlife Communities Officer covering Ware, Hertford, Welwyn Garden City and Hatfield with the Herts and Middlesex Wildlife Trust. I started by asking Kate how spending time with wildlife had helped her personally.
Thank you for inviting me along today. It's really great to be here and to speak about things that matter to me and that I'm really passionate about. I've loved nature since I was a child, so I guess it's always been in my life. And I would say, like a lot of people, since the pandemic and lockdown and things, we all turn to nature to give us a bit of an escape from our everyday lives, get outside, go for a walk. So yeah, so it's really helped my mental health, especially over the last few years when things have been stressful, whether job-wise or life. Happening. It was nice to be out disconnecting from technology and mobile phones, things like that, and just going out, listening to the bird song, noticing what's around, not necessarily knowing what things are, but just kind of noticing what is around us. And this time of year is a great time to get outside and start noticing nature, connecting. The birds are more active, nice sunny weather, there'll be butterflies about. And yeah, just enjoying what nature's doing around us, whether that's robins hunting for worms, the leaves coming out on the trees, the blossom on the trees, just kind of taking notice of everything around us.
You know, I agree. And actually, even if you're in the heart of the city, there always seems to be some little bit where nature's managed to find their way in, whether there's a dandelion poking up through the pavement, or you see some gulls like gliding over above you, or as you say, the ever-present little robins who seem to be able to seek out humans and befriend us, don't they? So it is lovely to feel that nature's always there for us, isn't it? Just to, as you say, take us away from everyday life. And I just wondered why the Herts and Middlesex Wildlife Trust was so keen that more of us had this benefit from nature, given that they're kind of thinking about things from the other way around, really, aren't they? Thinking about nature being able to benefit from us.
Yeah, so it's Wildlife Trust in general, lots of nature organisations. There's lots of research out there that shows that nature is really good for our mental and physical well-being, and that actually, we need people to help nature. Our organisations are fantastic, our nature reserves are fantastic, but we can't do these things alone. So we need more people getting involved, appreciating nature and doing their bit, whether that's in their gardens, their balconies, their school grounds, their community spaces. There's always a little bit of green space wherever you are. or maybe not even a green space, a concrete space, a courtyard, a patio. You can do things to help wildlife where you are. So it's very much a thing of not just the Hearts of Middlesex Wildlife Trust, but all wildlife trusts is very much about helping nature on our doorsteps, and that we can all play a part in this big jigsaw. We're all like tiny puzzle pieces in this big wildlife jigsaw, and we can all do our little bit. It's just about starting somewhere, really. Just take one action, and then that hopefully expands and encourage your neighbours, encourage your friends, share your story, and all those collective actions can really have a positive benefit on our local wildlife. And our local wildlife does need us. Wildlife and people are not separate. Our lives are actually connected and intermingled. You know, wildlife needs us, but actually we need wildlife.
Yes, that's a really good point. It's very much a two-way process, isn't it? You know, it's win-win. We benefit, nature benefits as well. Now, you've been appointed as the Wilder Communities Officer covering Ware, Hertford, Welwyn Garden City and Hatfield. So I just wondered what in particular you're hoping to encourage people to do in that particular area.
There's two main aims of my project. One is about promoting the chalk streams, and these four towns are really closely located to the River Lee, the River Mimram, the Bean and the Ash, and especially in Hertford, all these rivers converge together. So the river environment's really important. So it's kind of about promoting the chalk streams, the wildlife, and what people can do to help the rivers. And a lot of that is around like water saving techniques, because our water either comes directly out of the rivers or the chalk aquifers, which is the underground reservoirs. So by being a bit more mindful about our water consumption, we can really help the rivers and the wildlife. And thinking about like pollution and litter, things like that, just kind of generally being a bit more green in those areas, but then also how we can help wildlife directly in our green spaces. So one of the things that we've got, something called Pledge a Pond. So water is one of the best ways to attract wildlife to any area. And what we want people to do is pledge to create new ponds in their gardens, school grounds, community spaces, and also put their existing ponds on our map. So it gives us a feel of where all the ponds are across the county. So very much one of my focuses is on ponds and just how fantastic they are. And they don't need to be huge. Just washing up bowl size, a container size pond will bring wildlife in as well. So you can have them in any space, really.
Now, you can give us a little bit of help with things like creating our ponds. What kind of help can you give? Say, if I'm at a local school and I think, oh, we haven't got a pond, that could be a good idea. What kind of help can you give us?
Yeah, so I'm looking for community groups, school groups to get in touch with me. And I do have a little bit of funding that comes with my project, which is always good. So I can actually help with buying resources and materials to help people create their ponds in their community spaces, in their school grounds. I can also come along and give a little bit of advice. So I've already been working with a few schools in Ware already with their eco reps and their eco clubs, done little talks and done little pond sessions. And a couple of weeks ago, we put some container ponds in one of their wildlife areas as well. So it's each space and each place is kind of bespoke, really. There's no one size fits all. So I can, like I say, come and give some advice and then look at the best things and how we can help wildlife in that space.
Fantastic. So how do people get in touch with you if they would appreciate a little help with their project?
Yeah, so the best thing to do is email wildersupport@hmwt.org.
Excellent. Well, that sounds like there's some brilliant potential there for some great wildlife improvements in the area that you're working in. And I just wondered, given that, you know, we might have a little bit more time on our hands, kids off school, for instance, over the next few days, have you got any tips for just some ways to enjoy wildlife somewhere around Hertfordshire?
Yeah, so this time of year is a great time for bluebells in our woodlands. So if you've got a local woodland, I would say get out and explore it. Some of our nature reserves that are really good this time of year: Astonbury Woods, which is near Stevenage, Old Park Wood, which is in Harefield, and Gobion's Wood near Potter's Bar. I was at a wood in Welwyn Garden City, and they've got the bluebells coming out. So I'd say in the next couple of weeks, they will be in full bloom and looking spectacular. But what I would say is explore your local park, your local river, your local green space, and get to know it, and know it through the seasons and the different wildlife that's there, because I'm sure you could walk the same route every day and you'll see something different. It's a great time of year just to be out and about and just see what's out there. And I would say make the most of the sunshine while it lasts. But also it's good to get out in the rain when it's a little bit damp, because you'll hear different things, see different things as well.
Yes, indeed. And as you say, it's a feast at this time of year, not just for our eyes. We can see those beautiful bluebells. We can see the blossom, but also we can hear that it's a feast for our ears as well, isn't it?
It's a great time for our senses. The blossom's out. Go and give it a sniff. Obviously, make sure there's no bees or buzzy things around. You know, switch off from your mobile phones and technology and go for a walk. And maybe you discover a local walk that's nearby. Can you walk it multiple times over the next few days or the next few weeks and see how it changes?
And it really will do, won't it? And how about if we're just at home and perhaps just looking out onto our space or our garden? Is there anything you could suggest would be particularly good at this time of year to help wildlife just in our little space?
Obviously, I'm going to promote water. Water is great for wildlife. So the ground's a bit harder and maybe it's not the best time to put in a pond, because we kind of say autumn time, but you can put in a pond any time of year. We've missed the frog spawn because that's now hatched into tadpoles. But yeah, think about putting in a container pond, and this can be on a patio. It doesn't necessarily need to be sunk into the ground, but just think about how creatures are going to get in and out of the pond. So if it is raised off the ground, can you create some steps with some bricks and things like that, and have some sticks coming out of it so there are ways for the creatures to get in and out? Think about the plants that are in there or around it, or even just put out water for, it's been so dry, it's been so hot, we've not had much rain, so you could just put out a dish, a saucer with some pebbles, some rocks in there, and that's really great for mammals as well. So yeah, adding water in any way that you can to a garden is fantastic. Also think about saving water as well. You know, it's a good time of year to install a water butt. You know, rainwater is much better for watering the plants than tap water. And also you can top up your pond if it dries out a little bit in the summer. And think about leaving a patch of your lawn to grow long. In a couple of weeks, we'll be in May, and plant life do no more May. So that's what we encourage people to do as well, is to leave their lawn or a patch of their lawn to grow long, hide that lawnmower during May, because again, you're allowing the dandelions, the daisies, things like that to stay in your lawn, and it's pollen for bees and other pollinators. So actually, by doing nothing, you can actually help wildlife. And just think about where you might be able to have an area of long grass, a messy patch, something like that, and encourage your neighbours to do the same, or your friends, your family, that type of thing. Because, yeah, all our little actions add up.
Yes. Well, that is a great point to finish on, because it's very empowering, isn't it? Every little thing that we do added up with everybody else's turns into a huge action, which hopefully nature will benefit from. And of course, by leaving our lawns just to get some flowers on, that's even more flowers for us to enjoy, as well as the bees. It's a win-win. Kate, thank you so much for telling us about that. And I do hope that you get to enjoy some time in the sunshine, enjoying some birdsong too.
Thank you very much. Yeah, you know, everyone enjoy the last of their Easter holidays, and hopefully do their little bit for nature in their garden or their patch.
I was talking there to Kate Sheard, Wilder Communities Officer covering Ware, Hertford, Welwyn Garden City and Hatfield with the Herts and Middlesex Wildlife Trust. And I'll pop Kate's email address into the notes that go with the podcast of this show, and that you'll find on the podcast page of mix926.com, where I'll also put a link to the pond pledge so that you can add your new or existing pond to Kate's Hertfordshire pond map. And I'd just like to add a plea from the Woodland Trust that if you take Kate's advice and you're visiting one of their bluebell woods, or indeed any bluebell wood, then please resist the temptation to walk among the bluebells. I do know that a photo amongst them would be absolutely awesome. But do please keep your kids and your dogs on the pathway too. Any kind of footfall on the plants will obviously damage them, and I, for one, would be so sad to think that our bluebell woods would gradually dwindle, leaving nothing to inspire people in years to come. And Kate reminded us that we can help our local chalkstream rivers like the Vyr and the Mimram and the Lee without even leaving the house by saving water at home. And as if helping our rare, wildlife-rich rivers wasn't enough of an incentive, Affinity Water have added a bit more with their My Water Footprint Challenge. Now, I've just joined the challenge and I was told that if I signed up for my first challenge by the 16th of May, I'd have a chance to win a prize. And they did look worth winning, things like an irrigation system for my patio pots. I had to answer some easy questions about the water use in my household. There was nothing difficult, just things like how often we use the washing machine, how long I spend in the shower, just things like that. At the end, I was given some tips on how to reduce my water usage and asked if I'd like some water-saving devices to be sent to me for free. And I was also offered a free home visit to fix my leaky loo, and that was, I thought, a really good opportunity. I then had to choose a water-saving challenge on the basis of my water use, and I'm told that I'll get some nudge emails to keep me on track and to see if I've won one of those monthly prizes. So actually, that was just a few minutes worth of effort, cost me nothing, and could well save me some money and help keep some water in our local rivers. I'll pop the link into the show notes in case you want to join the challenge too. So what will you be doing for nature this spring? Will you be joining the My Water Footprint Challenge and trying to save water to help our local chalkstream rivers? Or are you up for a major project like a new pond in your garden? Or perhaps like me, you'll be joining in with the Buzz Club Hoverfly Lagoon experiment, by the way, which you can hear about on the podcast page of mix926.com. Well, whatever you are planning, I would love to hear about it. You can email amanda.yorworth@mix926.com or look out for Environment Matters on Mix 92.6, on X or on Facebook. And do remember also to send your suggestions for future shows. Which local sustainability issues would you like to hear more about? Anyway, I do hope that you find some time over the next few days to get your dose of nature. In the meantime, I'll be with you at the same time next week. But until then, thank you for listening.